Today's gospel is about Jesus' appearance to the apostles after his resurrection. While they're talking to the guys just back from Emmaus, Jesus came and stood before them. The apostles were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. They know that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried, and they know that dead men don't come back to life. So this can only be a ghost, a spirit without a body. Oh, the tomb is open, but their minds are closed. My friends, it's not enough that the tomb is empty. It's not enough to proclaim Christ is risen. It's not even enough to just believe in the resurrection. At some point, you and I have to move from the event of the resurrection to experiencing the resurrection in our lives. Experiencing resurrected life means recognizing the risen Christ here among us. That, my friends, that is the gift of Easter. The apostles couldn't recognize the holiness that stood right in front of them. They're living and thinking and understanding in only human categories. They've separated spirit from matter, divinity from humanity, heaven and earth into two completely different categories. Whenever you and I do that, we close our minds and we lose our ability to recognize holiness, even if it's right in front of us, in one another, or even in ourselves. If we bind our thinking exclusively to this world, we'll never be able to see resurrected life and holiness. We'll bind ourselves to our fears, our sorrows and losses, to things and to people. God longs to open our minds, to understand the scriptures, to understand all that has been written, spoken, and revealed about him. That's what Jesus did for the disciples, and it's what he does for us. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.